Today's daf is Menachas Daf Membe's special first day Cholamoid Yontif Sheni edition of the daf, and we'll see as much as we could do in the time we have. I apologize, I didn't have all this farm available, but we'll do what we can. Okay, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We are five lines from the bottom, where the Gemara starts the Maimer. Yesterday we had the beautiful daf related to different aspects of tzitzis, chovas. We're going to get back to some of those issues today. Chovas gavra, chovas mana. We discussed about the discussion with the Amora arguing with the Malach. That was yesterday's discussion, whether chovas gavra or chovas mana. And the Gemara continued and went into different discussions about if the tzitzit is ripping the corner. And then on Amud Beis, on Aleph Amud Beis, it got into the three machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, the three cases in Isurim, where we would paskin like Shmuel, even though we usually paskin like Rav be Isurim, but those are the three where we paskin like Shmuel. So it says the Gemara about six lines up from the bottom. Lameimra, the Islahu Shiura. What is this going on? Because previously we just had various opinions exactly how. Let's do the last one because that's the one that we hold. We'll go over to the previous line directly. Hilchas Amar Papa Hilchasa Dalid Betok Shalosh Bishuleshes Arba. One has to have four strings, as we know. We pass it four strings that are folded over into eight. Betok Shalosh within three etzbos from the corner. That is Rav Papa's statement. It has to be within three etzbos. Further than that is not called the corner. That's not called the kanaf. Mishulashes arba, and it should go down, hang down the loose part for, right, Rashi says, tluyaha anaf levad min hagadil. That's what mishulashes is. Besides the gadil, which is the braided part, after that it should be at least four etzbos. We had already on Erev Yontif, remember that it has to be two-thirds, the loose part as compared to one-third, on a lechatchila level. Fine. Period. Lameimra de islu shiura. Does this mean that tzitzis have a shear? There's a minimum shear for tzitzis. For a minhu, tzitzis ain't tzitzis ela yotze. Tzitzis means yotze. Tzitzis have to go out. Let's finish the brisa and then we'll talk about this. The ain't tzitzis ela mashahu. And tzitzis are only a mashahu, any tiny amount. Vikfar alu ziknei beis shamai v'ziknei beis hillel la'aliyas yochanan ben beseira. The zikanim already went up to the attic of Yochanan ben Beseira. It seems to me that's where the discussions were. A lot of discussions in attics in the Gemara, right? The famous Gemara in Shabbos about the Yud Ches Dover, the 18 things that happens in the Aliyah, right, of one of the Tanaim. A lot of the discussions happened in attics. It's where the Batei Medrash or the studies were. They went into the Aliyah of Yochanan ben Beseira. V'yamru tzitzis ein lo shir. And they went and they said, tzitzis does not have a shear. So it sounds like there is no shear for tzitzis. What are you telling me? That it says a shear for its boast, whatever it is. There's no shear. Kiyotzi, but the brisa continues, lulav ain't bo shear. And the brisa also says that there is no minimum shear for lulav, right? For the length that a lulav has to be. So my lav ain't lo shear klal. Doesn't this brisa mean that there is no shear at all, both for lulav and for tzitzis? And that's the kasha, the previous brisa that we just had. The course is low. Ein la shir lamala, aval yesh la shir lamata. There's no maximum shear, but of course there's a minimum shear. You can have it as long as you want, but it has to be a minimum. Dilote machi, because if you don't say this, ki yotze bo lulav ein lo shir, hachanabi de ein lo shir klal. Look at the parallel. It says that lulav has no shear. Lulav has no shear whatsoever. That's not true. V'hatnan. Lulav sheish bo gimel tvach, g'day lanani ebo kasher. Misha says at the beginning of lulav agazel. Right? If you have a lulav that has three tvachim, or some gears are u'kidei lanani ebo, but we have kidei lanani ebo in order to shake a kasher. So you see that part of the brisa, that line can't be literal. So Ella, what must it mean? Ein lo shir lamala. It must be by lulav that it doesn't have an upper shear. You can have a lulav, sometimes you go to the kotel on the chalamoy, you see these people with these tremendous, huge aravas and lulavim. There's no shear maximum. Ein lo shir lamala, aval yesh lo shir lamata, but there is a shir lamata. Right? Kedei lanan ebo, hachanami, ein lo shir lamala, aval yesh lo shir lamata. So to my tzitzis, it must be, there is a minimum shir, there's just no maximal shir. Period. Two ha'aras. Number one, it's fascinating that by, what is the shir by lulav? Most shirim you have, this many etzbos, this many tfachim, this many amis. What's the shir? Kedei lanan ebo. You wouldn't think that nianua is such an important aspect of the lulav. Right? The shaking. Right, but that's what the Mishnah says here. If you look at the Brisa later on in Sukkah, did I bring it? If you look at the Brisa later on in Sukkah, it also, interestingly, talks about different ages when Tanim are Chayiv in different mitzvahs. It's usually a mistake, right? Higiyah l'chinuch. But the Gemara says, importantly, that there are different ages for different mitzvahs. Right, for example, Tefillin. tefillin and tzitzis don't always go, we put them together, but the tefillin and tzitzis don't always go together, right? Tefillin starts at a much later age. Right? Where does tefillin start? We don't start till bar mitzvah time around. Tzitzis we start much earlier. Why? Because tefillin has a higher requirement. You have to have a guf naki, you have to have a naki minds, whatever it is. So the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, I'll skip the first line. Katan hayodea lehisateif chayev betzitzis. Lishmar tfilav, aviv lokeach lo tfilin. Yodea ledaber, aviv lomdo tar v'kriyishma. Right, so it depends on the age. But what's the first one in the list? This is Sukkah Membeis. Right? Katan hayodea lenanea chayev belulav. If he knows how to shake. What's that, a shake? A 2-year-old knows how to shake a lulav. Right, so what do you mean? The answer is no, there's something, nanuim isn't just shaking wildly. There's a certain way to do the nanuim. There's a certain symbolism of what the nanuim are. Maybe this means the nanuim dafka b'shas tfilo, to be able to daven and do the nanuim together. Right, but nanuim is something significant when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav. That's why you have these two sources. Number one, you have how long the lulav has to be. It's measured in nianua ability. Right, and you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, when you check out a lulav, you have to see, oh, is this a good shaker? Right, does it make a lot of noise? Doesn't have to make noise in order to be yosi the nanuim. But, that's kudel, yodel and anea, and you have the brisa here about the age of the katan. There is a machlokas, we discussed that this, also related to lulav. When is the ikur nanuim? Machlokas, the Rambam in the tour. The Rambam says, the ikur nanuim is b'shas halal. The tour quotes earlier, no, you do it in the morning. That is the, it's a machlokas. Either way, but that is issues of the nanuim. The other issue I wanted to mention here was the first line of the brisa. Tzitzis, ein tzitzis, ela yotze. What does that mean? It has to go out, it has to be out. Where do you have to wear your tzitzis? Discussion we haven't had yet. We're in the tzitzis discussions, so we gotta have this. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Ches Sif Yud Aleph. Iker mitzvis talis katan, lelovsho al begadav. Kadesha Tamid Yirehu V'Yiskar HaMitzvos. The Iker Mitzvah of Tzitzis Talis Katan is to wear your Talis Katan, it sounds like, on top of your clothes. Al Begadav. Kadesha Tamid Yirehu V'Yiskar HaMitzvos. So you always see them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Says the Mishnah Berura, quoted the Arizal, Ubiksav Misa, the Talis Katan, Tachas Begadav. The Arizal is very strong, many sources, that you have to wear your Talis Katan under your Begadav. Can't be on top. Some say it has to be over your undershirt and under your outer coat, but it can't be on top. That's the Arizal. Why? The Arizal says al derech Kabbalah that your talis gadol gets rid of the chitzonim and your talis katan gets rid of the pnimim, right? All of the dark forces on the outside, on the inside. So you got to have a talis katan on the outside, a talis katan on the inside. Because of Magen Avraham, says the Magen Avraham, okay, that's all about the beged. The Shulchan Aruch, Machlok the Shulchan Aruch and the Arizal. So you'd think, interestingly, that the Minhag HaOlam is to go like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Arizal. The Piskei Tshuvos, he talks about this, that the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, V'hinei, ki im ha-machaber, sasam dvarav, l'lilbo, shtalas katan, ala begadim, Minhag Klal Yisrael, mikadbis dana, shelo lolov shom me'akol malbushim. Iba yisei ma'amachma, shedoram ben ha'akum, v'chashu le'evas ha'gayim, either because we live amongst the non-Jews, which reason Baruch Hashem wouldn't apply in our world, in our country. Or the Arizal says, you gotta wear the, because he says it, that's it. Even if we don't know the reason. V'yakmid, right, a lot of parts of tefillah, a lot of things we do are the Arizal. V'yakmid al-kach ma'od, and he was very, machmud on it. Why? Because Talos Gadol al-Babushev, Shukanega Tikkan Achitzodius, Talos Gadadach al-Babushev, Shukanega Pribius, and then the Magen Avraham quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that's all the baguettes. That's the minhag. The minhag is not to wear the tzitzis, baguette of tzitzis on the outside. What about the chutim? This is a huge discussion in the postgame. If you want to look, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes all the sources in Chelech Chesesim and Gimel, Rav Avadia, Nichav Edas, Chelech Basim and Beis, Chubes Vahanagas, right, all the, many different sources quote it, but just starts with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is a very big believer that the tzitzis have to be outside. Even though the talis katan has to be inside, the Magen Avraham says you got to wear your tzitzis out. The alkal panim tzarech shiyu atzitzis mibachutz v'lo ki'inach shetoch v'noson b'haknafas. Not like those who tuck them into the corners. Ach v'anashem shalchem b'ino akum yotzim hazeh. If you're walking amongst the non-Jews, you're on a business trip outside, okay. U'mikom makom b'shas ha'bracha yu megulin k'de hiluch dalet amas. At least b'shas ha'bracha, they have to be outside. V'yosan, and then the Mishnah Berurah now starts off. V'yosan v'anashem ha'basim b'tzitzis b'mechnasayim lo dai Whoa. Mishnah Berurah has strong lashon. Aye, and what about those who are worried about what the other people are going to think? He says, "Vilo haylem is a doron mimelach vaser v'adam shechakuk olav shem haMelech." They had a special gift from the king, from the president, and they had his signature. They had the king. You would show it to everybody. Like, look what I have! It's the coolest thing in the world. I have the king's signature. I have the king's stamp. Kamayim is kashdibol l'fnei anashim tamid kavachomer betzitzes shemarami al shem haMelech malchay haMelech haMakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah is a big believer of tzitzes mibachutz, but if you look in the In other postgame, there are many, especially in the Sephardic world, more that where there are quotes here of Yodachron Mukubalam Mahaster Gamatitzios Shekin Mechuvim B'Divrei Harizal B'Sotalos Katan. The Harizal, the source that we have the Harizal doesn't mention anything outside. Just says that the Betalos Katan is Mi Bifnips. There are many sources here. If you look at all the Pesukei Tshuva quotes, all the sources on the bottom. For anyone who wants to do more, but it all starts with this lashon over here. Ein tzitzis ela yotze. Tzitzis have to go out. What does that mean, go out? Does it just mean out from the dalid, from the knafos, out from the corners, or does it mean literally out? Okay, that's some of the discussion that we have here. Viter. Tadar Rabbanan, says the Braisa. Tzitzis. Ein tzitzis ela anaf. Tzitzis means an anaf going out on the corner. V'cheinu omer, v'yikacheni betzitzis roshi. It goes out on the sides of my head. Va'amar Abaya, v'tzarech lefruda ki tzutzisa da'armoy. You have to separate your tzitzis like an Arimian haircut. They got hair, certain type of haircut, Rashi explains, where the hairs were separated. So you have to separate the tzitzis like this type of haircut. This is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Ches that Halovesh, where are we? I'm sorry. Simen Ches. The Torah quotes at the beginning of Sifches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that one should always separate, let me see if I can find it right now, if not, I'll say it, yeah, Sarech, Sibin Ches Sif Zayin, Sarech Lahafrid Chutzei Atzitzis Zebizeh, one should be separated tzitzis. Is it Ma'akev if all my tzitzis are in a knot, and I wear the tzitzis? It's not Ma'akev. But, Lechad Chila, Sarech Lahafrid Chutzei Atzitzis, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, tzitzis is Rashi Tevis. Sadek Yafrit Tzitz Yosef Tamid. Right, that's the tzitz that tzitzis stands for. Sadek Yafrit Tzitz Yosef Tamid. Mr. The Bir Halacha quotes that there is a machlokas achron, and what's the purpose of separating? Some say the whole separation originally was to separate the Tchelos and the Lavan. Especially according to those that we saw in Lamdis. It's all one mitzvah of the 613, but in Lamdis there are many sources that talk about the differences between the Tchelos and the Lavan. We didn't get to talk about that. That was the first daf of the Perek, whether, especially according to the Rambam, it seems to be that there's two ideas, Tchelos and Lavan. Tchelos, because the Rambam has four strings of Tchelos, if you remember, and four strings of Lavan. So some say the issue of Lahafrid is just Tchelos Lavan, not Lavan Lavan. That it wouldn't apply Bezman Hazeh, because if, for those who don't hold of it, or even if those who do, so it'd be so machmir, even if you're holding of the Tchelos, this din might not apply. But either way, that the Mishnah Berurah calls L'chadchila Bevadeh Achila Fridam Im Hei Mesubachim Kodem Sheyivarech Alayhen. But you try, that's the minhag of Chai Yisrael, to separate the tzitzis, to put them over your shoulder, whatever it is, to separate the tzitzis before one puts them on, in order to check, A, that they are all there, that they are all there, all the eight strings are there, and B, because of this halacha of Sadek Yafrit Tzitz Yosef Tabin. We mentioned, I think, a few days ago that the poskim say maybe it's a good idea not to check one's tzitzis on Shabbos morning. Because usually when we check, and we just rely then on the chazaka, that they're okay. Or you could also, what I try to do is to check them before you put it back in the bag. So you said also you're late in the morning. So if you're late, you got to put on your tzitzis, and it takes an extra 20 seconds. So you can check them before you put it back in the bag. Then it has a chazaka. But why not Shabbos morning? Because the post can say, usually after we check, we tighten the knots at the bottom. And tightening the knots is a problem of kshira on Shabbos. If you have a loose knot, make it a tight knot, so that could be a problem. So that's why maybe it's not a good idea to check on Shabbos. Those who do and don't do the knots, okay, that's also fine. Viter. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Brisa, Hitel ala Karen o ala Deal. If somebody puts the tzitzis on the Karen or on the Gedil. What's the Karen? The Karen is the corner. Rashi says, Al Sfas Chuda Shal Karen. All the way on the edge. All the way on the edge. We had already how far the tzitzis have at most could be away from the corner. So we said, remember, if Papa said on the previous Amud, he said, Betok Shalosh, within three finger widths. Right, that was the how far, but how close now? That's what our Gemara is going to talk about now. So if you put it all the way on, the Tanakhama says, if you put it all the way on the edge, O ala gadil, the gadil here means, according to Rashi, Rashi has two pshatim, second pshat, they used to have a hem, a thick hem on the edge of the tzitzis. Let's see, you hung the tzitzis from that hem ksheva, that's okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov posel b'shteihen. No, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov posels by both of those. It's too close to the edge. Why? And who is that like? Kaman az lahad amar Rav Gidal Marav. Who does Rav Gidal Marav hold like? Who holds? Tzitzis shetricha shetia no tefes al hakeren. The tzitzis have to be hanging over the corner. Meaning they have to be from above, not at above, in a hole, and over the corner. Shenemar al kanfei b'gdehem. They should be on the corners. Kaman Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. That's like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's what we hold. Wield, it can't be all the way on the edge. It's got to be up a little bit, removed from the corner. How close? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tzorach sheyarchik melo kesher godel. One has to be marchik, distance enough, melo kesher godel. What does that mean? So Rashi sees to say it means from the fingernail to the first knuckle. That distance. That's the distance that it has to be from the corner to, that's the minimum. So that's the minimum, and the maximum, as we said, is three etzbos. That's the minimum and the maximum. Right here is the minimum. Bottom of the previous summit was the maximum. So that's what the Gemara says right now. V'yisrachter of Papa, V'yisrachter of Yaakov. And we need both. We need Rav Papa to tell me the maximum away from the corner, and Rav Yaakov to tell me the minimum away from the corner. De'imi, Rav Papa, because if I would have only hold them, had the maximum, havamin, I would have thought. Toch gimel, dol lirchak tvei. Right, within three etzbos, because you can't have farther than that from the corner. The kama de makarev mali, but the closer you are, the better. That's fine. So it's Rabbi Yaakov. That's why you need Rabbi Yaakov. That there's a minimum in terms of the corner too. V'imi de Rabbi Yaakov hava mina malokasher godo. I would have thought if it was just the minimum that's all you have from the fingernail to the first knuckle to the liquor tvei. You can't have closer than that. The kama de rachik me'al mali, but as far as you want, tzricha. That's why you need both of these statements. Period. Ravina, we'll talk more about the length in a minute. Let's just do the story. Ravina, Rav Sama, Haviyasi, Kami, Rav Ashi. They were sitting in front of Rav Ashi. Chazi, Rav Sama, Lakari, Deglima, Ravina. Rav Sama saw Ravina's cloak, Ravina's beged, the sasar. He ripped it. The corner got ripped. Ubatsar, Mamale, Kesher Goldo. So it got ripped, and now the tzitzis, the knot of the tzitzis was closer to the corner. Sometimes if the hole rips, And I've gotten shilos before like that. The hole rips, and all of a sudden, the knot of the strings is all the way over here. It's all the way at the corner, this ripped, and it's all the way at the corner. So he sees that of his friend. They're both sitting in front of the Rebbe Rav Ashi. Omer le, lo savala mai lahad Rabbi Yaakov. Hey, don't you hold like Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov, you have to have a minimum requirement from the corner. So Omer le, b'shas asiya itmar. That's only b'shas asiya you have to have that. If afterwards it becomes ripped, it's okay. But b'shas asiya is when you have to have that amount. So Ichzif, he's all embarrassed. He's all embarrassed. He thought he had a good question, but he was told correctly. So Amar Le Rav Ashi Lo Taskif Lecha. Rav Ashi says, "Don't worry." Rav Ashi, who's the Rebbe, says, "Don't worry about it." Chad Minayo Ketrei Minon. One of them, meaning Bnei Eretz Yisrael, is Ketrei Minon, like two of us, Bnei Bavel. I mean, they're very sharp. The Gemara quotes this idea in Ksuba Sayin Hey. I didn't get to bring it. That's where the Gemara says this exact line. And the Ritva there quotes Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, which we had. There's different Gemaras. Some Gemaras talk about the godless of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael as compared to the Chachmei Bavel. And sometimes you have the other way. Right? Different Gemaras, the Gemara Chavis. But this is as close as we're going to get for Yatav Sheni. Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Chutzlar is right here. One of us, one of them is like two of us. One of our days of Yatav is like two of their days of Yatav. Right? The connection of the second day Yatav. Anyway. But that's Chai Minayu, Ketrei Minon. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Comes up. Sometimes your tzitzis, the holes rip. And it gets closer to the corner. So the halach is, as long as it was properly affixed to the tzitzis themselves, then it is b'di'evet. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Aleph Yud. If it was away that amount, the fingernail amount, v'nitku michute ha'erib, atshalo nisher bokashir, and then it rips kasher. Why? Kivet shahaya bokashir, v'shashi itabot tzitzazet. Because it had the shear when you put it on, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'kroksiv v'asulahem tzitzis al-kanfei b'gdeyem, asiya. Shas asiya is the ikar. Look, pita Torah elav shebashas asiya yiel akanaf v'lo acharkach. Right, v'hainu dafka osan atitzis shenitzlu behechsher. Avalam rosa adabo titzis acheros. If you're putting on the new tzitzis, you can't just put them on the rip. Then you got to sew it up first. If you're putting on new ones, you don't go by the original asiyah. You go by whenever you put the tzitzis on the baggage. The Rama adds, because just as a public policy good advice, v'nogin lasos imras of a vanekef. That is why in our tzitzis, we have a, right, you have a seam, you have a special seam around the circle in order to make sure it doesn't rip. And you also have a seam at the edge in order to make sure it doesn't rip the other way. That's the Rama. That's a Rama. The Rama says you do that so it doesn't rip. Okay. That's in terms of how close and how far. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Rami arba va'ayiflu me'af. He took four tzitzis of strings like we do, but what he did was he folded it over. He folded it over before he stuck it into the hole. What do we usually do? That's going to be the third opinion of our Gemara. We take the four strings, we stick them in the hole, and then you hang them over. He dafka. Sometimes we fold it over in order to get it through. But he dafka folded it over because he felt halachically you have to have eight going through the hole. Not four going through the hole. Eight, even though half strings. Uma'ayalu baglima. He put it through. Va'avik lu mevak. Ksavar bina tamanya baglima. You got to put eight through. Ge'echi delavil gedil gedila ba'akam til. All eight have to go through. That's why he folded it over and then put them through like that. And then pulled four of the sides to make them four hanging down properly. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Rami Tamanya Deinu Shissa. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti used eight, which turned it to 16. V'lo avik lu, he didn't fold it over. He felt you have to have eight straight. Marbrei Dravino avik kedidon. Marbrei Dravino did like what we do, which is just we have four and we put them through. Right, Rashi says, Machnas, Dalat Chutin v'acha kofun l'shmona. We had this once before. You see, Le'alam and Hey. What we do in the Amoram times, which is amazing in the Masora, just in terms of what we do is the same thing that they did 1,600 years ago. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's just not makif. It's not makif. A lot of times we do that. I remember when I've made tzitzis with various groups, dafka you fold it, then you pull it with a bobby pin. For the bobby pin, that's the key to making tzitzis is bobby pins. That's the key to making tzitzis. Right, if you don't have the tzitzit, you don't have the bobby pin, it's much, much more difficult. But the bobby pins is the key. Anyway, somebody asked me yesterday, are they allowed to make tzitzit on Chol HaMoed? Or is that malacha? It's malacha she'efshar la'asos before Yantif. Or it could be a problem, right? Making tzitzit before, and all the kshira and the malachas, you gotta do malachas on Tzorach HaMoed. If you have tzitzit, then you definitely waited to do it now because you have off with it. So it could be, I didn't get to look it up, but it could be an issue. Rav Nachman, Ashkel Chel Rav Ada Barava, Rav Nachman, ask Rav Ada Barava, I'm not passing, just mentioning, gotta check it out. So Rav Nachman found Rav Ada Barava, Rami Chute, here we get into. Menachas Membez is famous for its discussion of brachas. So here we go, here's the start of it. Rav Nachman found Rav Ada Barava, Rami Chute, Mavarech Lasso Tzitzis. He put his tzitzis on his baguette, and he made a bracha on the putting the tzitzis on the baguette. Omerle, my tzitzi shamana. What is this tzitzi that I hear? It's kind of onomatopoeia. What is the tzitzi? It says tzitzis. What is the tzitzi? This is the chirping that I hear. That he probably was saying, l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, before he put it in. So hachi amarav, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. Tzitzis doesn't need a bracha. So what kind of discussion is this? That how could you say that you're making a bracha when you're putting on your tzitzis? So we'll get back to this whole discussion in Amar Beis. Let's just continue reading. Okay, no, what bracha do you make? Alasiyah tzitzis, or lasso tzitzis. Right, lasso tzitzis. Right, one of the brachas. So, kinoach nashi the Rav Huna. When Rav Huna died, all Rav Chizda, lemir madarav adarav. When Rav Huna died, maybe that's when Rav Chizda started giving shir, so he has to steer on Rav. This one, umi, amar Rav tzitzin sarach bracha. How could Rav say that you don't make a bracha when your matel tzitzis on the beged? V'hama Rav Yehuda marav. Minayin le tzitzis bovi kachoem shibsula. How do you know that a goy is not allowed to make tzitzis for you? Shenemar, dabel b'nei Yisrael, ba'asu lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael yasu, v'lo ovdi kachoem yasu. So there's a stira. In one place, Rav says that you don't make a bracha, and you don't make a bracha, and the other place says that a guy can't put on tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, v'hai my rumya, what's the stira? What exactly is the stira between a guy and a Jew making brachas? So I'm Rav Yosef. This is how Rav Yosef explained Rav Chizda's stira. Rav Chizda thought that there's a problem with two shittas of Rav. Rav Chizda thinks it's a problem, and Rav Yosef is about to explain why it's a problem. We're going to have Amud Beis, we're ultimately going to reject this explanation, and we're going to have a different explanation. But this is at least the explanation now. So Rav Yosef says, Kasav Rav Chizda, that these two issues go together. Call mitzvah, shekshir bo v'gachavim, b'yisrael ain't tzorach levarich. Any action that a goy could do, a Jew does not have to make a bracha. Why? A fact that a goy could do it reflects that it's not a significant action. It's result-oriented, and it's not action-oriented. And because of that, a Jew would not make a bracha. It's a svara how you connect these two issues. And call mitzvah shepsula bovikachavim, and any mitzvah that a goy cannot do, b'Yisrael, tzarech levarech, b'Yisrael makes a bracha. For that, asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav. If a goy could do it, you don't say that. So that's the stira. So that's the problem with Rav saying that a Jew does not make a bracha. Then why can't a guy put on the tzitzis? I thought those two issues go together. So the Gemara says, "Viklalu, is that a real rule? There are many problems, many exceptions to this rule. It seems." V'hari mila dikshere bo v'gachavim mila. At least according to some Tanaim, a mila, a guy could do a mila. The Tanya, ir shein bo rofe Yisrael, a city that does not have a Jewish doctor, or sometimes rofe means moel in the Gemara, a city that doesn't have a Jewish moel. V'yesh bo rofe armoi bo rofe kusi, and they have an Arimian, meaning a non-Jewish doctor, and a kusi doctor. A Kusi, if you remember, that's the nation that was put in Eretz Yisrael, and they were Gerei Arayos. So, Rafi Kusi, Yamu Aramai, Val Yamu Kusi, Tibur B'meir. B'meir says it's better for the Goy to do the Mila. Because a Goy is not going to do it, L'shem Avodah Zarah Shalo, because they don't do any Milas anyway. But a Kusi does Mila, so there's a worry that he would do it, L'shem Avodah Zarah Shalo. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kusi, Lo Aramai, says the opposite, that a Jew could do it. Ubi Yisrael, Tzarech Lev, and then, but what do you see from there? Either make or a din. That is a question, who should do it better? But it sounds like both of them would say a guy can do it. And yet, Ubi Yisrael, Tzarech Lev, Arech, but by a Jew you make a bracha, Damar Mar, Hamal Omer, the Moel, even if the father made the Shliach, the father says Lach Niso, but the Moel, says the bracha of Alamila. Shekhanashan, Baracha, Shekhanashan, that's fun, Alamila. So it's Kashan Rav. So Akasha on Rav Chizda's explanation of Rav. Because Rav Chizda says that the rule is always, if a Jew makes a bracha, a guy can't do it. Those two things go together. So Gemara says, Midi avitame ala l'rav. The Rav misal pasal. What's the problem? You ask a kasha we're explaining Rav Shita. Rav says a guy can't do it. So it fits in fine. So Itmar, minayin l'mila bovik achavim shepsula. How do you know? That's a darabar papa. Fits into the siyam, Erev Yantif. Darabar papa mishmei the Rav. Amar vi'ata esprisi tishmar. Right, you Jews have to do the mila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Himo Yimo Hamo Yamul. Somebody who has mila or is in the parsha mila can do mila. So that is no problem. So don't ask me any questions on Rav. There's a big sugya about women doing bris mila. Women doing mila. We discussed this back in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chafei. Right? What about Tzipora? Let's see. It seems like pretty clear that she did mila. So you have to explain she didn't. Nobody else available. But that's a big discussion. What about women and tzitzis? What about women and tzitzis? Let's focus on that. Could women be matal tzitzis? So that's also a discussion of the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says, right, women obviously are potter from tzitzis. Right? Machlokas, we had some already, we're going to have some more, whether it's a Zman Grama because of Shabbos and Yatif, or it's a Zman Grama because of Laila V'Yom. So either way, at the end of the day, women are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because of that, and once they're pater, the poskim say they shouldn't wear bizman hazeh because it has come to be beged ish. Right, that is the originally they were just pater. So why can they do it? They shake a lulav, they hear a shofar. So it's turned into after that beged ish. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's sibid yudalid tzitzis shasad edo yehudi pasul. We paskin via isha ksheir lasosan. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama v'yesh machmirin lahatzrich anashim sheyasu osan v'tov lasos kein lachachila. The Rama says lachachila should be men. Should be men. That's the machlok b'chav of the Rama. That's what lachachila should be men. What about ketanim? Gadol omen al gabav. So ketanim for their own tzitzis, they can make their own tzitzis. What about for a gadol? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes v'chein roi v'nachod shelo lasos lachachila atalos tzitzis bebeget shel gadol al yidei kata pachas v'yigibol shanim. Right, that's the big shaila on the poskim is what about if somebody makes it for himself and then he becomes a gadol? The kid becomes bar mitzvah. And they say he made them for himself, but now he's gadol. But when he made it, he was a katan. So does he have to like redo the knots in order to have a gadol? They say no, it was him, so therefore it would be okay. Anyway, but that is the machlokes b'chaver d'Ramah about women and tzitzis. Okay, mihein chayavim b'tzitzis. I'll just read you this one because I just mentioned it. Nashim avadim b'turim b'nei shemizot tzitzis van grama. Right, the women do not have to wear tzitzis. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama, mikom makom, imrotim la'atzva ulevarech alav harashus biyadan, kibo shah mizot tzitzis van grama, ach mechzi kiyuara, v'lachein ein lahem lil bosh tzitzis, hol v'eino chovas gavra. Right? They don't have to, because we paskin, it's not a chovas gavra to wear. If you're not wearing tzitzis, you don't have to wear it. Therefore, that's why Mitzvah Rakos, Bizebataris, Lama, Mavarchas, and Ashava, Lulav, Dugamke, Bizezan Grama, Betesh, Shani Hachaj, a chovas gavra. So, Afilu Ish, don't have to wear only if you're in Dalat Kanfos, Vechulu. And he continues here. But that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael is for women not to wear talus, and for other reasons not to wear tefillin either, even though they're just mangrumas, and women do others mangrumas as well. Okay, period. Sukkah. So now the Gemara continues. Sukkah Messiah lay tefillin havi tiyufte. This rule that we had of Rav Chisda in explaining Rav, that the rule is, if a guy can do it, the Jew does not make a bracha. If a guy can't do it, then a Jew does make a bracha. So sukkah fits into that, and tefillin does not fit into that. Let's explain. Hari sukkah, duksher bo vikochavim. Sukkah can be gilt by a guy. This we do paskin. A guy could build your sukkah. Titania. Right, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ganbach and Ravkash. Those are the Sukkahs. Remember Daf Ches or so. So here we Sukkahs, Ovei Kochavim. Sukkah of a guy that was built by a guy. Sukkahs Nashim, or a Sukkah built just for women. Sukkahs Behema, or a Sukkah built for animals. Not that an animal built the Sukkah. Sukkahs Kusiyim. Sukkah Mikal Makob Sheira. As long as it was made for shade, that is good enough. But the first one on the list is a sukkah that a guy made. As long as it's done properly with a schach. So, and in Yisrael, a Jew does not make a bracha. We paskin. Does not make a bracha on sukkah. De Tanya, the Brisa says, oh, so sukkah la'atzmo. Oh, my bracha, shatah, shalom, kebach, shachiyanu, kebach, 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 you make a shachiyanu. Which we'll talk more about in Lamed Beis. Bez Hashem. Ba leishev ba omer, bracha la'ashem, okay, mechalam, ashek, 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 Sukkah fits in, that a guy could do it, and there's no bracha by a Jew. That is important. It's interesting, the likelihood of ba leishev ba. When a guy comes to sit in it, when do you make a bracha on Sukkah? Well, usually we do brachas over Las Yasan. So when do we make a bracha on Sukkah? So the Ashkenazic custom, and the Shulchan Aruch is generally we paskin that you make a bracha before you eat. You could sit, you're allowed to sit down at the Sukkah beforehand, you're allowed to do whatever. Because whatever you're still doing the mitzvah. But there is a diak of the Rambam. This Rambam was made famous not because of Hilchos Sukkah. This Rambam was made famous because of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam describes how he makes Kiddush on Sukkos night. Sukkos night. The Rambam says we make Kiddush Sukkos night because the Rambam sheet is that you have to first make the bracha and then sit down. He takes the literally leishei basukkah sitting down. So the Rambam says you make Kiddush and then you say leishei basukkah and then you sit down. And this is how me and my Rabbeim make Kiddush. This is how we all make Kiddush Sukkos night. Mashma, that they didn't make Kiddush that way on Shabbos, on Friday. Sounds like for the Rambam sat for Kiddush. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, in Vav Tes, I'll just read you that one, Vav Yebez, I'm sorry, Ubalele Yad Avrisham, Barakal Sukkah, Barakal Barakal Asban, Umesadak Al Barakal Al Kos, Venimsa Makadish Meumad, Muvarech Leishev Asukkah, Vyoshev, Vyakrak Barakal Asban, Ukazeha Yemina Grabosai, Rabani Sfara, Lakadish Meumad, Balel Risha Shalchag Asukkah, Kosha Biardu. Mashma for the Rambam that on Shabbos he did not do that. This is, I mentioned this in the past, one of the most fascinating Ha'aris, and that is nowhere in Shas does it say how to make Kiddush Friday night. Three sheetahs in the Achronim. And the Rishonim also mentioned it, but you would think in the Gemara it would say that somewhere. It doesn't say how to make Kiddush. So different guy, standing, sitting, whatever you do you have, it's all three are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So whatever one does is fine. But that's the Diyuk is from the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah. Not even in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, but it's based on Balei Sheva. That's where it comes from. Vayter. So, Sukkah fits in. So, Tefillin, Tiyufte. But Tefillin is a problem. Why? Hari Tefillin, the Psulos Balei Kochavim, a guy can't make Tefillin. The Tani Rav Chinin Abrei, the Rava. Mi Pashranya. Sefer Torah. Tefillin, Mezuzah, Shakosvan, Tzuki, Kusi, Ovi Kochavim. If a Sefer Torah or any Stam is written by a Tzuki or a Kusi, Tzuki only believes in Torah Shebechsav, Tzkusi. Oh, that's also in Yonah Diyoma. Tzduki. Today's Mimachra is a Shabbos. Today's Shabbos. Right, Tzduki. Okay. Kusi. Anti-Tzduki. We had to be Befarsim. Lohosi Milibachal Tzdukim right now. Okay, we did it. Tzduki. Kusi. Ovek Ochavim. Agai. Evet. Isha Akaton. All of these people cannot write Tfilin. Mumar. Psulin. Shenemar. Ukshartem Uchsavtam. Kosh Yeshno Bakshir Yeshno Bakshiva. Whoever's in the Parsha of tying the Tfilin, which is the mitzvah, then you can write the Tfilin. Kosh Yeshno Bakshir Yeshno Bakshiva. Whoever is not Bakshira is not Bakshiva. So, a guy cannot write Tfilin, and yet, it will be Sholin Zerach Lavarach, but a Jew does not does not make a bracha on writing tefillin or tzitzis or mezuzah or sefer Torah. The shalach Rav Chiya bereid Rav Huna b'shmei Rav Yochanan al tefillin shal yad omer baruch hashem k'dashem lo tzvano laniach tefillin al tefillin shal rosh omer baruch hashem k'dashem lo tzvano al mitzvah tefillin el avilu al lasos tefillin lo mavarech. It has to say the bracha of lasos tefillin. We discussed a couple of days ago the two brachas laniach al mitzvah tefillin. One's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. One's a bracha on the chalosa mitzvah. You're a different person. We quoted that from Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Schechter. But either way, you see, you don't make a bracha of lasos tefillin. So, Ella, the Gemara just says, so what's the rule? When do you make a bracha? When do you not make a bracha? On mitzvahs. So, very famous line. Ella lav hainu taima. Kol mitzvah das yasa gemar mitzvah. Any mitzvah which has one stage, or is at the final stage of the mitzvah, could go in mila, you just do the mila. Af agav dekshir bo vikachavim, b'yisrael tzarech lavarech. Even though a guy could do it. Even according to the Shitas that say that a guy could do mila, a Jew has to make the bracha. But if it's a drawn out mitzvah, you're not at the final stage, could go in tefillin, or like say for Torah, or like putting your tzitzis on, putting it on the baguette. There is no bracha if it's not the final stage of the mitzvah. Ubit tzitzis, and what's the machlokas then by tzitzis? Getting back to the earlier discussion of Rav, the machlokas is the following. Marsav rechovas talasu, marsav rechovas gavrahu. That's the machlokas. If it's a chovas gavrahu, then you don't make a bracha because it's not the final stage. If it's a chovas mana, it's a chovas beged, then this is the final stage. You're doing the mitzvah for this beged, and therefore one would make a bracha. We could spend the next hour talking about the next couple of lines. Let's just mention 2.5 points, and then we'll have to continue. First of all, interestingly, I know Jason would want to talk about this because he likes that gemara at the end of Maseches Pesachim, and that is various brachas. What about Shechiyanu? The gemara does not say anything about Shechiyanu. Do you make a Shechiyanu the first time you put on your tefillin? Anybody here make a Shechiyanu the first time you put on your tefillin? It's a discussion in the poskim. Bar mitzvah boy, does it make a Shechiyanu? So the Taz says yes. The Taz says yes based on a Ramon Yoredeya. The Imam Ramon Yoredeya says, Misha Shachat Pamarishon, Mivarech Shechiyanu ala Kisui. First time you do Kisui Adam, you make a bracha of Shechiyanu. Avalo ala Shechita, de Mazik Liberia. But not Shechita, because that's any destructive type of mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a Shechiyanu on Bir Chametz. Right, because it's destroyed. You don't make a bracha Shechiyanu, or even a bracha at all, on the mitzvah of Zechariah, Mechias HaMalek. Right, any type of destructive mitzvah, you don't make a Shechiyanu on. Make a bracha ala Shechita, but not a Shechiyanu. So based on that, the Taz in Simen Ches says, in Simen Chaf, where is this Simen Chaf Dalin? It's Chaf Gimel. He says, you make a bracha the first time you put on your tefillin, just like Kisi Adam. The other poskin, the Shach and others are quoted machlokas about it, so just to be safe, maybe put on a new shirt. The Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Alicha Shlomo, Lady Shechiyanu b'tefillin hisanakti in banai, shelefnei yud gimel shana rakinichu. I let them put on their tefillin before 13 years old, but they were still mine. They were still my tefillin, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Avalon asati lem esat tefillin b'matana rak b'mlos lem yud gimel shana. Only when they turned 13 did I give it to them. V'abracha hi gam al ha'anacha v'gam al ha'matana shel atfillin. But anyway, that's what Shlomo Zalman did. But that's an important ha'ara. So the minhag ha'olam is try to cover ourselves, to have a new suit, to have something else, and then to have the Shechiyanu in mind. Bris Milan asks Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Machlokas the Rambam and Tosfos. You got to look. We don't have time to go into it now, but two sources. If you want something to do this afternoon, Tosfos is Sukkah Memvav and Aleph, and the Rambam and Ilchus Brachas. Rules and regulations. When do you say Shechiyanu? When do you not say Shechiyanu? Tosfos wonders why sometimes yes, sometimes no. So the one day in Tosfos in Maseches Bechorah says the difference between Pidyon HaBen and Shechiyanu. Yes, Pidyon HaBen and not on Mila. Why? Because Mila is so common. How many Pidyon HaBens have we been to? How many Milas have we been to? But the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Rambam that you do make a Shechiyanu even on Mila. It is a mitzvah Shabbat Bizman Lazman. So it's different now. Machlokas Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes, I think, four reasons why there's a minhag not to make Shechiyanu on Mila. Sara Diyanuka, it's very common. There are three different reasons. But the Shita of the Rabbis, they do make a bracha, you do make Shechiyanu on Mila. But Tosa's there, Daf Mem Vav in Sukkah, and that Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, and Perakid Aleph, I think, discusses the rules and regulations. Also, Vigish, you want a Shechiyanu on Sfirsa Omer. Right, Shech with the Rav Soloveitchik. We don't have time for it now. Shech has an unbelievable pshat where he says, by definition, Shechiyanu means you're there already. Shechiyanu lazman hazeh. Sfir Sa'omer, by definition, you're not there yet. You're still counting towards Shavuos. So it's inappropriate. Shechiyanu and Sfir Sa'omer. It's inappropriate to make Shechiyanu and Sfir Sa'omer. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. I'm sorry we have this so much here, but what can we do? Amar of Mordechai Rav Ashu. Ravashi, Atun Hachi Masisola. You had the previous Bisara. Anan Hachi Masisola. We have the following. Amar Rav Yehuda Marab. Binayin Letzitzes Bavik Chavim Shakshera. How do we know that making the a goy cannot put tzitzes on? Shneamar Daberel Bnei Yisrael Vasulam Tzitzes. Ya Asulam Achirim. We have a drasha that others can do it. Amar Rav Yehuda Marab. Asa Mina Kotzim Aranim Mina Gradim Psula. If somebody makes their tzitzes strings out of the leftover hems. Kotzin here doesn't mean thorns. It means that you knotted the tzitzes by a hem and it was sticking out like a thorn. So if you use any of the hems of the beged itself, that's pasul. That's what we said yesterday. The gzera that if it tears within three as most of the corner, you can't sew it up because you might do this. Minasis and kshera. But if you use a spool of thread that you could take the tzitzes from, kasher, meaning you didn't have to make the threads lishma. That's the shita of minasis and kshera. Kiamrite kabed shmuel abar afinasisim sula. No, Shmuel says even from the tzitzes is pasul. Why? Beinon tevia lishma. Machlokes tanoim and amoraim, whether the threads have to be spun lishma for tzitzis. Kitanoim, we compare this to a halach in tefillin, an early stage of tefillin. Tzipanzov, if somebody covers their tefillin, they don't like black. That's boring. Give me gold tefillin. Oh, shatalalin, or behemet tmeor, if you use non-kosher hides, psulos. Or behemet taharek sheres, if as long as you use the hides of a kosher animal, kosher. V'alvavishlo ibdan lishman, even though you didn't process the hides. From leather to hides, you didn't do that lishma. You didn't do the ibul lishma. Or shibeng amliel amar af or behema tahoros psu af or behema tahora psulos ashim de lishman. So machlokes, no, it's got to be the ibud has to be done lishma. Ibud has to be done lishma. So that's good. We compare that to the ibud and the tviya. What about the tliya? So the shkod in shulchan aruch as well that when you hang the tzitzis onto the beged lachachila l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. Right, the tliya is on lishman. Every process, depending how early you get, just like we have by shmur matzah. How early do you have to have lishma? That's a big discussion in any process of creating a chetzah shal mitzvah. You have it by tefillin, you have it by tzitzis, you have it by matzah. That's the discussion. Just to end off with the base, again, here starts anew, starts tcheles. Start the, how do you figure out tcheles? If it is tcheles, how do you test it? That's where this starts. That's where we're going to stop here, because it's a new discussion. Hopefully one day we'll have a chance to do Menachas Mem Gimel. We'll see. Maybe if I have time over the next day or two, I'll try to put it up. But I don't foresee it. But the Beis Halevi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim that says why the Churban Habayis happened. Shlo berchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't make berchas haTorah. So that's why the Churban happened. Berchas haTorah. The Ron quotes Rabbi Yonah there says, and what's the significance? Shlo berchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't learn Torah lishma. They learned Torah. They didn't learn it lishma. So why didn't they make Berachas HaTorah? So hard to make Berachas HaTorah. So the Beis Halevi says it's based on our Gemara. Why? There are two types of learning Torah. There's learning Torah to know what to do, Lomon HaManas HaLamed, and then there's learning Torah Lishma, just to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asiyah Lishma. It's not getting ready. So what does our Gemara say? Menachas Mem Beis, which by the way, I mentioned the bottom Tosas, and I'm at Beis, the Tosas quotes the Rambam. For the next sugya, that's why we didn't do it. But Tosas quotes the Rambam. One of the few times in Shas, I quote it. So what does our Gemara say? You only make a bracha at the final stage of a mitzvah. So in the days of the Churban Habayis, says the Beis Halevi, they only believed in learning Amanas Alameh. They didn't believe in Torah Lishma. And therefore, they thought that the learning Torah that they did was just a Heksher Mitzvah. It wasn't final stage. It was Lomon Amanas Lasos. That's why they didn't make Brachas HaTorah. They didn't believe in that part of, they only believed in that part of learning, Lomon Amanas Lasos. But really, it's the whole other part of Torah, Tabat Torah Lishma. And that they didn't make a bracha, that means they didn't believe in Torah Lishma. It's the base of Levi and Parshat Mishpatim. And that's why Shlo Brecha B'Torah Tchila. Because that's our special bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just learning in order to know what to do, but also learning in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning Torah Lishma. Okay, that's the base of Levi on this Gemara, Menachas Bebeis, Nedarim Pei Aleph. That is related. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll get to talk about Tcheles at another time.